Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, there's a place for you. There's a place for all of my children to be. That place is the place that I've designed for you to walk in. It's the place where I've called you to be. It's the place where I've called you to function. It's the place where I've called you to walk. There is a place for you. You say, how do I know when I'm in that place? You know that you're in that place when you hear my voice. You know that you're in that place when it bears witness on the inside that you're in the place that I've called you to. For you see, many stand in places that I've never called them to stand. Many are trying to do things that I haven't called them to do. But oh, when you wait on me, when you hear from heaven, when you have that witness in your spirit that you're in the right place, there's no better place to be. Because when you're in the right place, the anointing is evident. When you're in the right place, confidence is there. When you're in the right place, wisdom is no problem. When you're in the right place, direction is given. When you're in the right place, answers come. When you're in the right place, you don't lack for a thing. You don't lack for confidence. You don't lack for provision. You don't lack for any good thing when you're in the right place. And yes, just because you're in the right place doesn't mean that you won't have adversaries. Doesn't mean it's always going to go the way you think it should. But oh, when you're in the right place, I'll make you to stand. I'll give you the direction that you need. I'll cause you to be strong in the difficult seasons of your life. When you're in the right place, you'll walk into joy unspeakable and full of glory. When you're in the right place, the enemy can't hold you down. Difficulties will never hold you back, but you'll be an overcomer. You'll be more than a conqueror. You'll be more than able when you're in the right place. When I set you in the right place and I cause you to stand, no one can knock you down. No one can hold you back because you're standing in the right place. For you see, that right place is where I want each and every one of you to ask me, Lord, am I in the right place? And if you're not, you'll know it. You'll have that uneasiness on the inside. Yeah. And oh, I'll correct you. I'll say, yeah, you've tried to do the right thing, but listen to me. The Spirit of the Lord will give you the right place for you to be. And oh, when you're in the right place, it's heaven on earth. When you're in the right place, you have joy. When you're in the right place, you sleep well. When you're in the right place, you don't worry. When you're in the right place, there's no anxiety. When you're in the right place, there's no fear. When you're in the right place, there's no doubt. There's no unbelief. There's only ability. There's only strength. There's only power. There's only miracle after miracle. So know that I've called you to stand in the place that you're in and keep on standing and keep on trusting and keep on believing and keep on keeping on in faith, because this is the victory that overcomes the world, even the faith that I've placed on the inside of you. So stand in your place, stand tall, stand strong, stand steady, and you'll see miracle after miracle after miracle. You'll see door after door open up. You'll see provision come to you in a supernatural way. You'll see me turn things around faster than you ever thought possible, because you're in the right place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah forevermore. Forevermore. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, What's the secret to rest and ease? Why the sweat? Why the struggle? Why the pain and the difficulty? How do I move over into the ease that I know is found in God? I hear the Lord say, the answer is find your place. For you see, where your place is, your grace is. And many of my children have been struggling over here and struggling there simply because they haven't taken time to follow the inner witness that I've been giving them in their heart. For you see, I've never called or ordained any child of mine to walk in stress and struggle. No, I've called you to come unto me and take my yoke upon you. For it's my burden is easy. Yeah, yeah. No. My. I sense in my heart tonight that there are people who just seem to be pressing, resisting. I remember Brother Hagin saying about getting stuck in Texas black mud, that the rain would come down and they'd kick up that mud, and they didn't have the road system like we have today, and so they'd have to try to make through their own paths. And when they'd go through those own paths, they'd get caught up in that mud and they'd just be spinning their wheels. Just spinning their wheels. And I just hear in my heart that that's what people are doing. Spinning their wheels. Just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, but not making any progress. Pushing and pushing and pushing, but not moving forward in the things of God. Yes, yes, yes. The problem is you made your own way. The problem is you picked your own course. The problem is you went with what looked good in the natural, what sounded good to your own heart. Oh, but the Spirit of the Lord says, now's the time to make a change. Now's the time to make an adjustment. Now's the time to repent and fall back on my mercy and come on back into my grace. For you see, I've not called you into a place where there's struggle. I've not called you into a place where your wills just keep being spun. But the Spirit of the Lord says, I've called you to a life of ease and victory. I've called you to soar up on eagle's wings, to come up into the things that I've called you unto, says the Spirit of grace. You must learn to walk in my ways. You must learn to walk in my footsteps. It's hard to kick against the pricks. It's hard to kick against my leadings. It's hard to kick against my witness. Oh, but if you'll listen to me, says the Spirit of the Lord, if you'll pick up in your heart the things that I've called you unto and start picking up those things that I've led you to, then you'll see that what was hard will now be made easy. You'll see that what was wrong will now be all right. Yes, you'll see that even those things that you had in your heart even years ago, some of you even decades ago, shall surely come to pass when you start flowing with me. When you start walking in my ways, when you start seeking my face, you'll see that you'll obtain new grace, because the direction that you've set in your heart is only going to lead to more struggle and pain. But the direction that I've placed in you, the direction that I'm leading you with, says the Lord, is direction that will lead you into a life of ease and ultimate victory. So take the time to repent and take the time to draw nigh. For you'll see that in that place, you'll see that in those moments, that my wisdom and my glory will be revealed unto you. And you'll see clearly the steps that you need to take and the adjustments that you need to make. Yes, yes, yes. So harden not your heart. Oh, my. Yeah. Ooh, my. I see in my heart. Oh my. That for some people to do that, it's going to lead to some pain. Because you've been going your way for so long and calling it God and calling it God's, that you're going to have to admit to yourself and admit to those around you, I've been missing it there. I've been missing it with that. And so there is a measure of humility that must be walked in. And you must swallow your pride, retire from your way, and submit over unto the way of the Lord. For it's worth it. Oh, I sense it in my heart. It's worth it. 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 So make the change. Make the adjustment. And you'll see that short-term pain will only be for a moment. But you'll receive glory after that. And not only in this life, but the life to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that there is a mother here who's been dealing with a child who just, they're not lining up. They're not walking after the way. Your way or God's way. And the Spirit of the Lord would say unto you this evening, do not fret. And do not worry. For I've heard your cry, and I've listened to your prayer, and know that I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working on Him, says the Spirit of grace. So know that He'll walk in my ways, and He'll walk in my footsteps. For my light will break through into His darkness, and He'll see clearly the way in which He should go. Oh, for even now I've dispatched angels to watch over him, to help him, and to even guide him, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, influencing him to walk not only in my ways, but to also draw nearer to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So hold your head up high for his redemption. It's drawing nigh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's keep everything just like it is, but you guys can be seated out there in the audience. Let's just keep our hearts open tonight. Let's wait on the Lord here for a minute. Just want to make sure we've touched everything we need to touch on before we dive in. Hallelujah. Tonight's service, we're going a little bit different direction. We've got the the youth in here again. I guess we just like you. But the reason why the youth is in here is because tonight we're going to ordain some people over into the ministry. And we've got some people on staff here. Our two people who are working in youth, Luke down here and Robert on stage, and a person in our children's department, Tyler, who's our children's pastor. And we feel impressed tonight to ordain them. Amen. Now you see, ordination, it's God's plan for every man. You see, it's not just a ministerial thing. All of us, every one of you, have been ordained by God to do something. While you were even in your mother's womb, the Bible says He knew you. And He ordained a plan for you that you should walk in. Amen. And the will of God concerning man, not just these men who are getting ordained tonight, but the will of God concerning all of us, is of the utmost importance. Obviously, in your life and mine, we would all say we want to carry out God's will. But I sense in my heart that for this church and for key individuals who are here, that it's time to get over into the will of God. You know, God, He'll wait on man. He'll be patient with him. He waits for the precious fruit of the earth. And so He's very deliberate with a lot of the things that He does. But there's a time and a season where if people keep pressing against God and pressing against His will, we talked about this a little bit Wednesday night, that endurance, while it's been long and He's been patient, it can almost run up sometimes, and because of that, we fall over into consequences and things we shouldn't be getting over into, pain we shouldn't be experiencing, even struggle. As the Lord was speaking to us tonight, it's not His will ever, ever for you to struggle. He's never ordained that for your life. He's got good plans for you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. Now, are there things in God's will that we'll have to overcome? Sure there are. Are there moments in God's will where we have to press through? Absolutely. But that's just it. It's moments. It's not decades. It's not years. You understand what I'm saying? You look at Jesus' life. He went years, just pressing through things. I mean, just overcoming things. And we see Him face obstacles, but you just see a spirit of joy and faith about Him. Even His most crucial test and trial, going to the Garden of Gethsemane and going to the cross, even that just lasted, what, a night and a day? Amen. Then He was down in hell taking care of business and rose up victorious. You see, extended struggle and extended pain is never the result of God's will being done. Most oftentimes, it's a man and a woman who's pressing against it. And so we need to get over into the will of God. In prayer, the phrase just keeps coming up to me. Gifts, callings, and anointings. In this season, for God's will to be done, both in this church and in your life, you're going to have to start walking in the gift He's given you. Start walking in the calling He's ordained for you. And start partaking of the anointing that's on your life. See, it's going to take, how can I say it? It's going to take different types of anointings, different kinds of anointings to get the job done in these last days. In fact, go over to the book of 1 Kings. You may not be able to see because the lights are dim. But anyway, they'll put it on the screens. Are there screens operational? Yes, they are. 1 Kings. And I want to show you something here in chapter 15. And then we'll move on with our or ordination. In 1 Kings, we see God desiring His will to be done in the nation of Israel. And so with that, He needed Elijah, His man, to go over and do some things. To go over and put some people in their place. And you know the story. Elijah's called fire down from heaven. And you know, he's seen all these wonderful works of God. But then he hears a crazy woman wants his life. And he starts running for his life and goes underneath a juniper tree. And he's sitting underneath that tree feeling sorry for himself when the Spirit of the Lord came to him and God started speaking to him in a still, small voice. And so he tells him many things. I told you 1 Kings 15. I meant to say 1 Kings 19. But he tells him many things. But one of the things he tells him is 1 Kings 19 and verse 15. It says, "And the Lord said unto him, Go, return unto the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of that fella, shalt thou, of that place, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room." Now watch this in verse 17. "And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." Now notice this. God said, "I want you to anoint three people. I want you to anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. I want you to anoint Jehu to be king over Israel. And I want you to anoint Elisha to be prophet in thy room." Now, each one of these people are being called by God to do some things for God. Really, it was to eradicate Baal worship from the land. And it took all three of them. It was going to take all three of them walking in the calling God had for them. And then he needed Elijah to anoint those people to fulfill that calling. You see, there is callings upon each and every one of us. But God will put you around people and places to get an anointing on your life to help you run the race that He's called you to. Does that make sense? It wasn't just enough for Elisha, for Jehu, and Hazael to have a call. They needed the equipment, the empowerment, are the endowments necessary to fulfill that call. And you see after this, in fact, let's read it. You see after this, Elijah's going over to anoint these people. And in verse 19, it says, "So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he with the 12th and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" Now notice here, Elijah's coming to anoint Elisha. Elisha's just minding his own business, out plowing in a field. And Elijah comes and throws his mantle, basically his coat, over on Elisha. And basically he was saying, "The anointing that I'm standing in, I'm placing that anointing over upon you." Elisha knew exactly what he was doing because he knew at that moment he was going to have to follow that man. And so he said, "First, let me turn back and take care of some business. I need to tell my mama goodbye. I need to tell my daddy goodbye. I need to make some adjustments here at the house, and then I will follow thee." Now here was a moment where Elisha's emotions were about to take him out of the will of God. The Bible says no man is to put his hand to the plow and then turn back. No, when you know God's will, you run after it full bore, regardless of the cost. And so we see Elijah say, okay, go. Well, I don't have anything to do with you. And thankfully, Elisha made a decision to follow Elijah that day. And that anointing that was on Elijah came over upon Elisha, and he was able to run his race and finish his course. You see the same if you keep reading with Jehu and Hazael, called by God to do something. They received that anointing and they carried it through. Now you see this all throughout the New Testament and the Old Testament. Gifts and callings. Then you see the anointing of God come upon them. Change them into new men, new women. Amen. They run the race God has for them. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening, and not just this evening really, but in this season of life, in this moment of life, do you know what you're called to? Or are you just living life? Do you know your calling? Why did God put you here? Why did He put you around the people He put you around? You could have been born anywhere. Why did He put you in Mississippi? Why aren't you in a foreign country somewhere? Why did He put you in Jackson? Why did He put you around the people you're around? Why did He place those friends into your life? Why did He make you come here tonight? Why are you in this church? See, too many people are like Elisha. They're living out of their emotion, of what they want to do, of where they want to go, of who they want to be around. And see, with that, they miss out. They miss out over on God's best. But friends, God's a merciful God, and His mercy endures forever. And as long as you have breath in your lungs, that means you got a shot. You got a chance to make those adjustments, to walk in His ways. If you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Do you know why you're here? Do you know what is the hope of your calling? Yeah. See, most of the time, our calling is not just what we're called to, but who we're called to. There's a who. There's people. There's a joint that's supposed to be connected to you, that's supposed to yield a supply. I know even in my life now, the Lord's moving me, setting me over into some things, putting me into different people's path, because He wants me to receive from them. There's things that I need to hear from them. I need to receive from them. Well, notice this with Elijah and Elijah. It wasn't Elijah who was pursuing Elisha. Elijah came to Elisha and said, if you want it, come follow me. But I'm not sticking around here doing something, just waiting on you. No, if you want it, come follow me. Elisha had to make a decision to stay close. And so it's the same, even I'll use me as an example. If I sense a leading, a witness in my heart that there are some people, some individuals that I need to stay close to, then it's up to me to make sure that I stay there, that I follow after that. Paul said to Timothy, I desire to see your face. I need to see your face. I've got some things I want to impart unto you. Gifts, callings, anointings. God's given you gifts. You know what they are. Those gifts are to help your call. Do you know what it is? Start walking over in that call, then you can get that anointing. And what that anointing does is it makes your gifts, which are natural talents and abilities, become supernatural. It eradicates the struggle and the trial. You remember what Paul said? He's talking about God. He giveth more grace. There's more grace. Did you hear me? There's more grace. There's more grace you can walk in. There's more grace. He giveth more grace. And friends, with enough grace, you can make it through anything. With enough grace, you can walk through things that other people would faint from. But with enough grace, you can make it through anything. Well, how do you get that grace? If God is giving out more grace, how do you get that grace? Who gets the grace? The humble get the grace. God resisteth the proud, but unto the humble he gives more grace. What is humility? Humility is submission. It is submission to the will of God. Submission to God the Father. Submitted to his plan, his purpose, and his people. There's more grace. There's more grace you can walk in. Hallelujah. If you're struggling, there's more grace. He gives more grace. Well, how do you get it? You got to submit to his will. You got to run over into his plan. And if you say, I've been missing it. Friends, we've all been there. We've all been there. But when you realize it in your heart, you can save yourself years. You can save yourself months. By as soon as you hear his voice, you run to him. You make those adjustments and you get over into his plan. Listen to me, young people. We got a lot of youth here this evening. Friends, there are grown-ups here tonight who would tell you, do not wait till your 30s and 40s and 50s to make a decision to get over into God's plan, to get over into God's will. No, you're young enough now. Get over into it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, Matthew, the hand of the Lord is upon you for good. For he's called you and set you apart for a time that's soon to come. And you've been faithful to walk in the things that you know and the light that you have. There's going to be more light that comes, and with that light will come greater responsibility to yield over into his will and his plan. And there'll be times and there'll be seasons where it seems like it's a hard thing to do to yield over into him. And there'll be moments and there'll be times where it looks like everyone else is going another way. But if you'll be faithful to walk in the things that you know and to walk in the light that you have, you'll see that you'll get over into the things of God even at a young age. And his plan and his will for your life will start to come to pass even faster. And you'll see that in those moments, new grace will come. And you'll not be a follower but a leader of man. For God's called you to lead. God's placed his anointing on you for good. And so when those times come, don't run from it, run to it. For know that God's hand is upon you and you will fulfill what God has called you to do as long as you live on bended knee, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Step on out here, Matthew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's going to take dedication. Dedication. And there'll even be nights sometimes where you wonder, why am I not allowed to do this? Why am I not allowed to step over into these things? And the Lord would say, broad is the way that leads to destruction. But the plan that I have for you requires a narrow walk. There won't be a lot of people on that trail. There won't be a lot of people on that path. But if you'll stay faithful to walk it out, you'll see that I'll place people by you who will help you. I'll place people in your life who will strengthen you and encourage you. And you'll see with that divine connections. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in those moments where you feel like turning back and walking down the broad way and going back the way that everyone else is going, remember what I say unto you this evening, says the Spirit of the Lord. If you'll walk on that narrow path, you'll see a life so sweet and relationships so sweet that you'll look back and say, thank you, Lord. I made it through those seasons. I made it through those times. Thank you, Lord. I made a decision to walk after your way and walk after your plan. Hallelujah. For the Lord's called you to greatness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Just turn and face me here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. That's it. In Jesus' mighty name. Every anointing, every gift, every supply he needs to run his race, I thank you, Lord, you imparted unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep his heart pure. Keep his mind steady. And let him walk out your ways and plan. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's put our hands up this evening. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Robert, come on down. The guys who are getting ordained, come up here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just stand facing me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tyler. My oh my. My oh my. For the call that the Lord has called you unto has required purity. And you've been faithful. You've shown yourself approved by God to live a lifestyle that's fit for His use. Yeah. For just as Moses was the meekest man in all the earth, so you've walked before the Lord in meekness. You've walked before the Lord in humility. And with that, grace has come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's moved you from this place into that place. and it's moved you into this gift and that. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that the half has not been told concerning you. Oh my. Oh my. So keep walking in His ways. Keep walking in His path. Keep walking according to His will. And above all else, keep your heart pure. For Satan has tried to trip you up here a little and there a little. He's tried to send people to pull you off track. But the Spirit of the Lord says that I've guarded you and kept you. I've put my hand upon you and covered you. And I've not allowed the enemy to gain a foothold in your life. For this that would pull on you, and even that would tug on your heart, you've been able to resist that and pull away from it. And I hear the Lord say that I've seen the desires of your heart, and I'm going to open unto you all your desires speedily, says the Spirit of grace. So stay faithful. Stay faithful to follow after your heart. Stay faithful to stay pure and holy before me, says the Spirit of the Lord. And you'll see that those things that you've been longing for, yes, and even those things that you may have tried to make happen, you'll see and you'll know when I'm doing it, says the Spirit of the Lord, because it will flow. It'll be easy. And the people around you, they'll know. And they'll see it. And they'll be able to testify that it's my will. And you'll know it in your heart. And you won't have a question about it. Whether is this the right way or is that the right thing to do? No, you'll know exactly in your heart. For I hear the Lord say, if you have to ask, it's because you know it's not. So just keep walking according to what you have in your heart to do. Keep walking after my ways and my will and my plan. And you'll see things spring forth on the left and the right and testify of my goodness and grace. For you'll see that in the moments where you're pursuing after my face, that grace will come and it'll open unto you the fullness of the things that you have in your heart. In every way, relationally, financially, and in things concerning ministry, you'll see a fullness of the things God has for you come to pass. Yes, it'll come to pass at last. Hallelujah. And I keep hearing this word in my heart, Tyler, speedily, speedily, speedily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Such a gift. Such a gift in you. Such a gift for young people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ordain you and place you into the ministry God has for you. Yes, for a while now you've known your call. But now a greater anointing, a greater gift, a greater use of the gift, and a greater manifestation of it shall surely be done in you. And those gifts will begin to work through you. For over the last couple of days, I've been showing you a place. I've been showing you a greater version of you. Oh, you're going to walk in that calling. You're going to walk in that gift. And the anointing to walk in it will come upon you in a greater way than ever before. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, for equipping and empowering and moving in Tyler's life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. For that mantle coming upon him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. A faithful man shall abound in the blessings of the Lord. Get ready to abound. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just lift our hands. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke, I tell you what, from the moment I was praying, and Lord put you on my heart to be our youth pastor, I just sensed a character in you, a strength in you. That's exactly why He's picked you. It's because of your character, because of your strength, both inwardly and outwardly. So be faithful to do what you know to do. Be faithful to obey the voice that'll lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear the Lord say, questions. Why this and why that? Why me and why now? questions. Oh, but no, says the Spirit of the Lord. Now is the time for you to rise up. Now is the time for you to step up into the gift that I've called you unto. No, don't hold back, but walk in boldness. Walk in the gifting and the anointing that I've placed on the inside of you. For now's not the time to be timid or afraid. Now's not the time to minimize your gift. For your gifting is great. Your anointing is great. So believe in yourself and that anointing will start to flow. And that gift will start to manifest. For it's not by might and it's not by power. It's not by how much experience you've had or haven't had. It's not about how good you've been or how bad you've been. No, but it's by my Spirit, says the Spirit of the Lord. So walk according to my Spirit. And there'll be times and there'll be seasons where you won't know everything that you should do or everything that you should say. But that's not the time to grow frustrated. That's the time to lean on my Spirit. For He'll lead you and guide you and show you things to come. He'll lead you into all truth. And He'll open up your mouth and fill it with His wisdom, with His guidance. And you'll look back and say, I know that was supernatural. I know that was God. I didn't plan on saying that. I didn't plan on doing that. For you're yielding over into my Spirit. And when you do that, that gift will start to manifest. And that gift will start to make a way. And even that gift will bring you before great men. So step out in it and walk out in it boldly. For just as Moses approached the Red Sea and said, Lord, how can I do this? I spoke unto him and said, stretch forth your rod. And the sea did part. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say concerning you, you're up against a sea now, and you're looking, where's my help going to come from here? And what's going to happen over here? And if I go back, I'll be destroyed. But if I walk forward, it looks like I'll drown. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, stretch forth your rod. Stretch forth the word of faith. Start speaking those things over your life. And you'll see that when you step towards that water, you'll not drown, for the seas will part, and you'll find yourself walking on dry ground. So rejoice and be glad, knowing that I've called you and placed you into this ministry for such a time as this. And you're going to see miracles, both professionally and in every arena of life, spring forth, for you're walking in the calling that I've placed you in. You're walking after the gifts that I've placed for you, and you're receiving the anointing that I've placed on the inside of you. So believe in yourself and be bold in the gift that's in you, and you'll see my hand will come upon you and work with you, enabling you to do the work of the ministry, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, Luke. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every gift, every talent, every anointing that's required and needed. We thank you, Lord, that they're invested in Luke now and also drawn forth in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, it's not by power and it's not by strength, but it's by your Spirit. That's why you picked them, because you needed someone to rely on you. You needed someone to obey you and walk after your ways and to lean on your Spirit. And so, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that we ordain Luke tonight. We thank you for the ministry that you've called him to, and we thank you, Lord, that he'll step out in it and fulfill it better than he could ever imagine. We thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Robert, I was praying a couple of months ago, and your face came up before me, and the Lord started revealing some things to me that you're going to be walking in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and I'm not at liberty to say what some of those things are. But I will say this, and I have the liberty to say it, that the things that you're doing now, everything from youth, everything from praise and worship, from announcements and all of those things, it's training for the ultimate calling God has you destined for, and he wants to put you in. And so you need to make the most of this season, and you need to invest in it and learn from it. For the things that you're learning now are going to be required for you to know so that you can fulfill what God's called you to do later. It's an investment season still. I know it seems like you've been doing that for a little while now, but it's an investment season still to get you over into what God has for you. And so it's so much greater than the things you're walking in now and even the anointing you're walking in now. And so you've got to make the most of this opportunity and the most of every opportunity that you have to minister, whether it's from the pulpit or whether it's from the stage or whether it's in youth. Make the most of it. Learn from it. Glean from it. Because those lessons that you're learning are going to be required for you to learn so that you can succeed with the thing God's ultimately called you to. So stay faithful and stay committed. Keep your heart open and learn. Walk after, like we said, the things that God's called you to and the instruction that God's leading you in. Be faithful to carry it out, because there's something that God's called you to do. And I've seen glimpses of it, but it's wonderful. And it's even tough for me to see, because I see what it's going to lead you to. And I'm excited for you. But at the same time, you'll see it. You'll see it later. You'll see it later. But I'm excited for you. But you gotta stay faithful, and you gotta make the most of this season. And I even hear the Lord say that the faster you develop and the faster you start progressing in these things, the faster he'll move you over into the things that he's called you to. For you're called now to be a help and to be a supply. But a time is coming. A time is coming. Well, you'll be the supply. And other people will start drawing from you. But you got to learn how to be a supply in the place that you're in, and to those that you're called to, even greater than what you're doing. And you'll see that'll open up the door for you to expand and grow in the ministry and calling God's called you to. For there was a season and a time years ago where you got a little tripped up here or there. So now you're redeeming the time. God's bringing it back around and speeding things up for you where you can walk in what he's called you to at the exact right time. Yeah. Anointed and appointed by God. Oh, I don't know if I should say that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll wait on you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stay in God's timing. God's timing. A little bit behind it or a little out in front of it, it'll be detrimental. Stay in God's timing. Oh, and in those places where He's planning you, you'll see yourself flourish. Your gifts flourish. Your anointings flourish. Yes, and even your life flourish. And you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, Robert. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for the gift and the anointing that's in Robert. I thank you, Lord, it manifests and flows fully. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Father, I thank you. I thank you for ordaining him and putting him into the ministry and calling him to lead sheep. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for the anointing that you have for him coming upon him. There'll be a time where a mantle is cast upon you, and when it is, you'll run, and when it is, you'll soar over into the place that I have for you. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Walk in that which you know. And when that mantle comes, oh, it'll be a fullness of all the gifts that you've walked in here or there. For all the talents that you have will be necessary for you to fulfill what I've called you to, says the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, Ramashkinana. So stay faithful. Oh, Oskinana. For there will come a greater mantle than you have ever imagined. Oh, and a greater anointing, greater than you've ever seen. Stay faithful, and you will walk in it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Robert. Bless him, Lord. Increase him. Let the desires of his heart be fulfilled. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You guys can be seated. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet as we get ready to close service here. Let's just lift our hands to Him this evening. Lord, we worship You. And we thank You, Lord, for such a time as this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Love you, Lord, so much. Hallelujah. Before we leave here, I just once again want to encourage you, every one of you here. What are you called to? Who are you called to? What are you walking in? Consider your ways. If you need to make adjustments, make them fast, make them speedy, and get over into what God's called you to. Oh my. Callings. Callings. He's calling. He's calling. And the time is now. So listen to your heart. Receive His wisdom and obey. And you will see fruit. Oh, you'll see fruit. Be faithful to what He's called you to. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me pray over the offerings we know we give at the back. And we know there are people sowing seed tonight. Father, we come before You. We thank You, Lord, for every gift and every giver. Bless them, Lord. Increase them. Father, we thank You as they honor You, You honor them. And we thank You, Lord, that every need You are supplying. Thank you, Lord, that every desire of their heart you are fulfilling. And Father, you're blessing them so that they can be a blessing. We love you, Lord, so much tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've called us to. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Say this with me before you go. Say, I'm called by God, ordained to His plan, set apart for His use and for His purpose. I'll walk after His ways. I'll walk in His will. And I will see the goodness of God and the mercy of God because I've been faithful. Thank you, Lord. No more struggle. No more trial. But from here on out, light and easy because I'm walking in His way and walking in His will. Amen, amen. We'll see you Sunday morning.